You're safe here. That's what the nurse told me when I arrived at St. Constantine's. But still, every time the wheels of the hospital cart squeak on the freshly mopped tile floor, each time the orderlies whisper to each other in the hallways, when someone drops a lunch tray or coughs or clears their throat, I flinch and the heart monitor beside my bed beeps frantically. I can't sleep, can't close my eyes for a second. Every time I do, I see Jax's face. It's the details that give me nightmares. The castle turrets that were the same scarlet color as the dried specks of blood I can't pry out from underneath my fingernails. The thin branches of the gray alder trees that twisted around my limbs like endless tentacles. The rustling leaves that concealed a conspiracy of whispers. I can't stand to be in the dark, for the dead travel fast. When they found out where I'd been picked up, a look of understanding crossed their faces. They'd heard stories about Castle Praova. The doctor, who spent all morning digging shards of glass out of my scalp, told me the private estate about 50 kilometers north of Brașov was a place that inspired legends. It had been the home of medieval warmonger Vlad Dracul, the real-life inspiration of the fictional character Dracula. The locals believed that the monsters of Praova were more terrifying than what made it onto the pages of Bram Stoker's novel. Of course, I already knew that. It was Dracula and his legends that drew us to Romania in the first place. But we didn't know that the castle had a more recent history of unsolved crimes and unexplained accidents. People went missing. Bodies washed up on the bank of the river that cut across the countryside and ran along the base of the sharp cliffs that bracketed the castle. For years, the place was owned by a drug dealer who used it for storage and operations. The Romanian police spent the better part of 2 decades relentlessly chasing a cartel across the always foggy, dense forest. But even the farmers who knew the castle by reputation were shocked when our flaming utility cart crashed into the wooden fence outside of Rupia, and I dragged Reagan's bloody body out into the wet, muddy road. 6 dead American tourists. The Polizia Romana sent a team to recover the remains. I don't know what there will be left to find. Anything left of my friends. My hand always feels empty, as if it will always be trying to reach out and pull Hazel from a pool of dark black water. I force my eyes open and stare at the greenish hospital lights. You're safe here. Dr. Fioraru says that my mother caught the red eye from Phoenix. The police will send a car to the airport and she'll come to take me home. When I'm able to check my phone, I see all the alerts about Justin Blum. In LA, the police are hunting for the famous film director, wanted for questioning. A while later, as I'm reading the same page of the hospital magazine for the 100th time, a short woman, wearing a floral print dress and with her long dark hair in a neat braid, knocks slightly on the open door of my room. Alexandra Rush, she says in a calm, pleasant voice. The chirps of my heart monitor increase in pace. I nod. She enters with soft footsteps and says, Please, do not be alarmed. I am Police Inspector Anna Skutnik. I understand you already spoke to the police yesterday after you arrived at the hospital. Do you feel up to answering some additional questions? Truthfully, I do not feel up to it. I'm not sure I will ever feel up to it. But everyone will want to know the story of what happened, and I am the only one who can tell them. Our families deserve answers from me. Again, I nod.